is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 6th of October, 2017. 1921, on this date, the novelist John Galsworthy and writer Catherine Dawson Scott founded the organization International PEN, P-E-N, which stands for Poets, Playwrights, Editors, Essayists, and Novelists. It's the birthday of the soprano Jenny Lind, born in Stockholm, 1820. Hans Christian Andersen fell in love with her. She did not return his love, even though he wrote the story The Nightingale as a tribute to her. 1848, she spent a lot of time in London with Chopin. She was in love with him. The next year, she went to Paris to marry him, but she ran away to get away from a cholera epidemic and wrote in a letter to a friend, "Things and experiences approached me which deeply affected my peace of mind. I was very near to marrying, but again, it came to nothing." Eventually, she married her pianist, Otto Goldschmidt. It's the birthday of the architect Le Corbusier, born in Le Chaux-de-Fonds, France, in 1887. Le Corbusier, who said, 100 times have I thought New York is a catastrophe, and 50 times that it is a beautiful catastrophe. He said, space and light and order, those are the things that men need just as much as they need bread or a place to sleep. The Yom Kippur War began on this date, 1973, also known as the Fourth Arab-Israeli War, also known as the Ramadan War. It began with an attack by Syrian and Egyptian forces on two fronts in Israel. They were trying to recapture land Israel had taken during the Six-Day War in 1967, the Gaza Strip, the Sinai Peninsula, West Bank, and the Golan Heights. It was Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, a strict Sabbath day. Many Israeli soldiers were not at their posts. Israel was caught off guard, but gradually the Israelis reclaimed the territory that had been taken back by the Arabs. Technically, it was an Israeli victory, though they sustained heavy casualties. It was on this day, 1683, the first Mennonites arrived in America, led by Francis Daniel Pastorius. They settled on 15,000 acres in Pennsylvania, which they named Germantown, later became part of Philadelphia. Pastorius had dinner with a group of Indians and wrote, "They have never in their lives heard the teaching of Jesus concerning temperance and contentment, yet they far excel the Christians in carrying it out." In 1688, Pastorius wrote a letter to Quakers in Germantown who were holding slaves to convince them to free their slaves. It was the first formal protest of slavery recorded in the United States. Here's a poem for today by Richard Schiffman, After the Opera. The curtain parts one last time, and the ones who killed and were killed, who loved inordinately, who went berserk, were flayed alive, descended to Hades, raged, wept, schemed, victims and victimizers alike, smile and nod and graciously bow, so glad it's finally over. They stride off, suddenly a bit ridiculous in their overwrought costumes, and the crowd, still dark like God beyond the footlights of the world, rises to its feet and roars like the sea. Poem by Richard Schiffman, After the Opera, from his collection What the Dust Doesn't Know, published by Salmon Poetry and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.